Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you remember last week we talked about Peter and John had healed this lame man, and the people were astounded in all this. And then Peter and John, they told the people what had happened, how they had healed this man in the name of Jesus. Well, in today's Acts reading from Acts, we continue the story. And so after the people, the Sadducees and the captain of the temple and the priests, as Peter and John were speaking to the people, they came there to see what was going on, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. The Sadducees, they were actually the religious leaders, the head of the temple. They did not believe in the resurrection from the dead. So, of course, they did not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. So Peter is proclaiming that Jesus did rise from the dead, and we proclaim that Jesus rose from the dead. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And so they were upset with what Peter was saying. So what did they do? They arrested them, Peter and John, put them in custody until the next day. What's really amazing, though, is the people who were hearing, many of them, 5,000 men, including women and children. Can you imagine how many? They believed in what Peter was saying. The word of God lit a fire, and it was like a wildfire. People were believing what God said. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that outstanding? How awesome. But the next day, they're in prison. And the next day, the rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas. Remember Caiaphas? Yeah, he's the one that they took Jesus to, who ended up declaring that Jesus committed blasphemy before he was crucified. And John and Alexander, whoever they are, but they were, and all who are of the high priestly family. John and Alexander must have been important because they get their names mentioned. And when they set them in the midst, they inquired, by what power, by what name did you do this? And then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, hey, listen up, you rulers and people and elders. We are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man. By what means this man has been healed? A good deed. Everyone will consider healing somebody a good deed, right? Is that correct? Yeah? Pardon?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How could it be not a good deed? Ah, if you do something for your own glory or to make yourself look good, it would not be a good deed. But if you do something for the glory of God and for the benefit of your neighbors, it would be a good deed. And this was done for the glory of God and the benefit of their neighbors. So it is a good deed. It's a deed that the Holy Spirit led them to do. So a good deed. So they let them know that this was done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one whom you crucified, the one whom God raised from the dead. Oh, there that is. The Sadducees are going, by him, this man is standing before you well in the name of Jesus. I look back at a YouTube video from many years ago. I don't remember what year that the show first aired. It was a while back, but the YouTube video showed it. Have any of you ever heard of Oprah? Yeah. This was a video of a show from Oprah, and she was talking about that there was different paths, ways to heaven, to God, to each person's whatever they would consider their heaven or their God. And some lady in the audience said, no, listen, there's only one way, and it's through Jesus Christ. And Oprah says, oh, wait, are you kidding me? You really believe that? And the lady is like, yes, there's only one way. That is in the name of Jesus. It is only through Jesus that we receive salvation, forgiveness of sins and salvation. And what is our salvation? Pardon? Heaven. What does that mean? What does it mean our salvation is heaven?
Forever with God.
Forever with God, yes. And this lame man, he won't be the only person who is lame who will now be able to walk and leap and do all these things for joy. All will be healed. All believers will be healed, both physically and spiritually. And they will be raised together in the name of Jesus, the one who was crucified and who rose on the third day. There is no salvation in no one else. Do you know what the name Jesus means? The Lord saves. The Lord brings salvation to you. The Lord Jesus saves you. And there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No other name. No other thing. We can't do anything. Good works? Yes. Good works are important. Works done, prepared by God for His glory, for the benefit of our neighbors. But they're not going to be what gives you into heaven. No matter how many good works you do. Because good works are done by faith. And it also says faith without works is nothing. Because if you truly have faith, you will be led to do the works that God has prepared for you to do. The Holy Spirit will lead you to do these good works. The other day I was in a elders meeting in Cuba, and it was brought up about giving to different charities and this and that, and things that we as Christians should be doing to help others, which is true, we should be doing to help others. But we pray that the Holy Spirit lead us and do something that is good, is godly, and not just doing it and say, well, I've done my good works today. I've been a good person. Several years ago, I was teaching a Bible study class, and somebody very famous died. And this was in a high school age class. And one of the girls says, oh, we know he's in heaven because he did so much good. And it's like, time out. If he's in heaven, it's because he believed in the name of Jesus Christ and Jesus to be his Savior. So that's important to remember. This was amazing. The ability to heal this lame man, that God gave Peter and John the ability to do so and led them to do so. It wasn't anything that they were able to do on their own. No, there's no way they would be able to say, come on, walk, without it being in the name of Jesus, without the Holy Spirit leading them to do so and them giving God the glory. So when we go out to help people, remember that as God is leading you to do so, and this is being done for the glory of God. So when you do it, say, thanks be to God. He led me to do so. And that would be a goodly, godly work that God has prepared for you to do. But it's not that work will get you into heaven. It's not that work that will give you eternal life. It's not that work that will save you. Only through by believing in the name of our risen Lord and Savior who lived and died for you. Sally was talking the other day and somebody had put on one of the memes on her phone and she was telling me about it. And it said, what is the best day of the year? And it was regarding the best day ever. And it was regarding the day Jesus died. And I told her, I go, I'm going to disagree a little bit with this. It's the day that he rose from the grave. Without his resurrection, we would have no hope. But we have hope because he suffered and died and was raised. Your sins have been forgiven. Now we're able to go out and do the good works he has prepared for us, remembering that it is only through Jesus that we are saved. In the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.